we're talking about hope and hope having a name, and I was thinking about hope and where that features in media and where that features in life. And famously, there's a phrase about football that it's not the losing that kills you, it's the hope. So I started thinking about what situation would you have in hope? Where would you be thinking, oh, maybe I might just be hoping that things would change? Imagine a scene, 70 minutes into a game, you're 2-1 down, you look to the bench, the man comes out with a board. This is the best job in sport, surely. Can you think, imagine this, if this is your job, that you come out with a board, hold the substitute numbers, stay with me, I'm going to get there. I know this seems like a slight diversion, but I will get there. And the dream, who is the ultimate substitute in football? Who would be your dream to have on the bench? No, you're wrong. It's Ole. This would be the dream. 1999 against Bayern Champions League final. Ole comes on the 81st minute for Andy Cole. He's playing for Manchester United in the Champions League final against Barcelona. Scores the winner. You could argue, I mean, you couldn't write this. Last night, obviously, with Southampton's result against Arsenal. I know there might be a few Arsenal fans in the room. Ema, lovely to see. But this would be where substitution would be an amazing thing. This was what an incredible, ultimate, successful substitution. But actually, substitution appears quite a lot in the Bible. So I said I'd get there. Thanks for staying with me. In the Old Testament, we have Abraham, who was going to sacrifice his son, and God provided a substitute for that. The sacrifices were all about something else dying and taking the place of the Israelites. And also at the Passover, the blood of the lamb took the place of the death of the Jews. And there's an argument this isn't biblically accurate, the whole marking of the doors thing, but I had to go for a family-friendly image. It wasn't the first time I found this. It wasn't family-friendly. It was a lot of blood. Let's put it that way. So I've cleaned it up significantly for that. So we see substitution in the Bible, one thing taking the place of another a lot in the Bible. And actually, this is something that's well understood in media as well. Who's familiar with the film Freaky Friday? Which film of Freaky Friday? This is such a successful film. It's been remade in 1976, 95, 2003, 2017. Anyone know the stars of this? Who's the lady on the left? A young-looking Jodie Foster. That's 2 points. Am I handing out Easter eggs for now? Thanks, Dan. Thanks for going rolling with the punches. I appreciate it. The most recent version is I've just released Freakier Friday, which is Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. Sarah and I stumbled across this movie recently. Does anyone know the name of this film? Yeah, that's how popular it was. The Family Switch, where the dad and the son swap places, the mum and the daughter swap places, and the baby and the dog swap places. So, and hilarity ensues. This gets like 5.3 on IMDb. It's not a great rating, is it? It's not. What about this one? Does anyone? Hunger Games. And what particularly scene here? Why might this be relevant? She takes her sister's place, that's right. So Katniss volunteers, is it Prim, have I got that right? Yeah, I'm allowed to mangle these things now I'm the age I am. I can make these mistakes. But yes, so in the media, you know, we see films where one thing takes the place of another. So let me take you back to the hallowed ground of St. Mary's, perhaps. And the man appears with the board. It's time for the substitute. And this time, we talk about Jesus being a substitute for us. Jesus takes our place and does what we couldn't. For Christ suffered once for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Jesus did the thing that we couldn't. He made a way for us to come back to Christ. Excuse me, to God. Sorry, I just mangled my theology. So by dying, Jesus took the place, and he took on to him the penalty that we had for our sins and made a way for us to come back to a relationship with God. So stretching my football analogy even further, where does that leave us? Where does that leave us? Are we here on the bench? Or even worse, are we back in the changing rooms having kicked the bottle as we come off the pitch? I don't know if they still have communal baths. Is that still a thing in football? Do they still come? I don't know if that's... I think everyone has a shower now, right? No one goes in a communal bath after coming off as a substitute. But for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So as Jesus has taken our place and he's paid the price, we're no longer living for ourselves. And effectively, in my football analogy, we play on. The result's no longer in doubt. The result's already been determined, but we're invited to play on with Jesus, that we're raised again, that we're put back into the fray, and that we're able to contribute and to have a new life in Jesus, that we've changed and we've passed from our old lives to a new one. And this Easter, we're reminded that Jesus took our place and he was the ultimate substitute, not Ole, who I showed earlier, or even Shea Charles last night. But he's beaten death and has brought us back to relationship with Christ. And he invites us to live a new life with him, a risen life, a life that looks different from how it used to. And it's different for all of us. And for all of us, the Christian life is kind of figuring that out. It's figuring out what that life now looks like. Jesus having paid the price, there's nothing left for us to do to earn our salvation. But we are still figuring out what that new life with Jesus looks like. I don't want any of us to feel like we're stuck on the bench. I know I've certainly felt like that in the past. And there's no disqualifiers, right? There's nothing that can disqualify you from participating in that new risen life. So I know it's a bit of fun, but the bit inside it is, you know, we have this opportunity for a new life in Jesus, a new life with God in relationship with the Father. And that was all done through what happened at Easter. Thanks, everyone.